Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, it's very hard to go for dreams, you know. I came to L.A. for that dream. But I really believed in it. You know, I really had suffered before I came to L.A. When I was so young, I always suffered a very tragic life, you know, not fitting into my hometown and, you know, all the scars and abuse. And I came to Hollywood to make it as a recording artist. Well, the truth is I did technically, but I didn't really get any recognition. I didn't feel accepted by Hollywood either, maybe because of my size and so on. I tried to, but I did a lot. And you know, I didn't get any recognition. I'm still a poor artist. So my struggles, besides the homeless took a toll on me of living on the street. And that was something I had to work on and move on, you know. Then it was dealing with having to work obligations, find jobs and little things to stay afloat, you know, to make demos. It was too expensive to make demos or to be on stage. So money to wear costumes. And then I had to deal with haters. When I told people I wanted to be in the industry, even now they trying to hinder it. And the haters even try to prevent me from getting on stage, saying, lying to people that I retired, and all the allegations that they also made these continuously false allegations to this day, that I didn't write my songs or they made money off of it. They stole my songs. So I was tired of listening to all that for decades, you know. But the good thing is I got my songs out. But because I didn't receive any recognition for years of making music and in show business, I came to a realization that perhaps it was too much for me to deal with all these decades. But then I realized I had to continue to be positive, you know, be positive for myself, because it's truly what I want. I really work very hard, not just in the studio, making up lyrics and being helping put a song together, the music together with someone else, but also on stage singing. So it was too hard to continue. I was reading something that in order to persist in making the music, you have to have a strong personality to deal with the face of continuously rejections and hardship. I had too many years of starving days and starving nights, and too many rejections and so on. And I had that strength, but the continuous employing of many so much adverse situations, despite being a talented artist, made me question whether I should continue. It was just taking a toll on me after so many decades. So as far as stopping and retiring, I think that is a probable conclusion, but it won't be right now. I was thinking about retiring with sooner than later. I made 7 albums, so I can go on to other things. As far as my podcasting and doing dreams to other things possibly. I mean, I just found out that these individuals were trying to hinder me from getting to making a song with a producer that I worked with, David, for years. And, you know, that was just too much. Takes a lot to go for a dream. I would tell people who ever go for or come to Hollywood to a dream is to go for it and work on that craft, make as many songs, but have something to fall back on. It's too hard being a poor artist, to continue to go for that dream and seeing the hardships, not to mention the adverse situations. I mean, it took me years to recover from living on the streets of Hollywood and being ignored and treated like garbage by people that I came across. But in spite of it all, thanks to help and reminders from people, that I had to still feel good about myself, that I have a talent. And I love to make music. I can't do it for a hobby. I came out here to do it, to make that dream come true. So I didn't receive any recognition for years of making music, but I have to move on. I'll find my own way so I can be better and think of myself as a person. The reason why I do this broadcast is because I know of other artists who I came across who didn't see their dreams come true either. But while I continue to do and climb another journey, the important thing is, in spite of it all, to not give up. But at the same time, there are some times where our life conditioning and our happiness is more important. But that's up to each individual. And that's not giving up. That's just trying to take care of oneself. I had to take care of myself, and I continue to create for now. But eventually, sooner than later, I am going to retire because I feel I have done enough to done what I need to do in the industry. And if the industry didn't accept me, at least I accept myself and continue to create and make music. Because I do it from the heart, because I really enjoy doing it and continue to believe. I hope no one else goes through what I went through, because I'm a good person. If another person comes out to Hollywood, I hope they get that chance to get their break, to make it in the industry and not go through years of cruelty and hardship that I experience to this day. Something because I have a talent and a belief to make a dream come true. So I will continue to evolve. I'm not retiring yet, but I realize how cruelty what I experience. And the evil in the world simply because I have a dream to step on me to get ahead. But I can't let that. I wasn't born to be a victim. I was born to be a winner. One day at a time. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.